Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm Pastor Bell. I'm filling in for Pastor Beasley. Praise God. 1 second, please. Praise the Lord. Sorry for that distraction. Victory belongs to Jesus. That's Todd Delaney. And yes, victory does belong to Jesus. Amen. If you trusting in him and you believing in him, then all victory is in Jesus. Amen. Amen. We thank everyone for joining us today for the Word at Noon. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and verses 8 and 9. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for another day, thanking you for the broadcast, thank you for our pastor and those that are listening and those that participate. We're thanking you, Father God, for your many blessings you have given unto us. We give you praise today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we're giving you thanks because we know in your word you are doing all things. For the scriptures say all things working together for our good. And why is that? That's because we are trusting in you. Father God, we just want to praise you and give you thanks for all things. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to your word today, Father God, and give us the understanding, Father God, as we learn to be spiritual beings, Father God. We ask that you will bless all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God, because you said in your word you will supply all of our needs and you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And you also said, by your stripes we are healed. And, Lord, we're going to stand on that word today, Father God. We give you praise. We just want to say thank you for another day, Father God. For it's another day's journey, and we're glad about it. So open up our hearts and our minds to this word and have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Are you able to teach, Pastor?
I need 5 minutes, Pastor.
Okay. All right. So we've been talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. And praise God. Was that Evangelist Sharon or Evangelist Renee? I know I heard someone.
Evangelist Aaron.
All right. Well, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I know you and Evangelist Renee, y'all be on it. Praise God. So we want to open up with Romans, the 8th chapter, till our pastor is able to be with us. We're going to read Romans 8, verses. Let us read verses 1 through 10.
Okay. In the King James, verses 8.
Chapter 8, verses 1 through 10.
Reads as follows. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me from the law. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, with the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, the fatal dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation, the Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fate lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. God went for the jugular when he sent his own Son. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote and unimportant. In his Son, Jesus, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code weakened, as it always was, by fractured human nature, could never have done that. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of deep healing of it. And now, what the law code asks for, but we couldn't deliver, is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own mortal muscle, but never getting around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he's doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So what's
amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, that's a beautiful scripture. As we were dealing with the book of Romans, as a good comparison, and again, thank you, Pastor. We had this town hall meeting for the entire company. I thought it was going to last at least a little longer, but that's good. And I'm happy that it didn't. They're getting ready to transition. And I thought about what Evangelist Sharon and I had talked about on the other day. Brothers and sisters, this is about repositioning. Sometimes you have to reposition yourself. And like right now, we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You have to reposition yourself in Christ so
yeah.
that you can be spiritual. You can't be spiritual the way you are. The only way you can become spiritual is to get in Christ. So therefore,
yeah.
if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So when you read
yeah.
Romans 8 and 1, it says, we're not guilty. You know why? Because we're in Christ. See?
Amen.
The only ones that are not condemned is those that are in Christ. There is now. The word now is right now. Therefore, now is a present tense thing. Therefore, now is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who have repositioned themselves in Christ. That's what
yeah.
this is about. If you're going to become spiritual and begin to compare, I like the way Romans 8 talks about comparing the spiritual things. If you really listen with your spirit, you'll hear it. He's saying the law couldn't do what we needed done.
That's right.
We need a
mm-hmm.
people. We need a savior. We need to become new creatures. We need to get out of the old man and get into the new man. And the only way that can happen was through Christ. No other way.
Say that.
Now, those that are in Christ is those who believe. Those that are not in Christ is those that don't believe. And all you have to do is listen to them, and you can know. Those that are preaching condemnation, they're not in Christ. Because if you're in Christ, you're not condemned. You have
Amen.
Righteousness. You ain't trying to get righteousness. You have righteousness if you're
Hallelujah.
In Christ.
Yeah.
Because remember
yeah.
remember Romans 6 and 7? Let's read that. Romans 6 and 7.
In Romans 6 and 7 in the King James, it reads as follows. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Amen. That was Romans 6 and 7 in the King James.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, no longer, oh, I'm sorry, let me back up. what we believe is this. If we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For he that is dead, please hear this, brothers and sisters, for he that is dead is free
mm-hmm.
from sin. Now, don't let people tell you you can't be free from sin. They're
Amen.
On to that point. I'm telling you, if you get out and start discussing, especially spiritual things, say, well, wait a minute, I'm free from sin. Yeah, huh, yeah, right, everybody's sin, and you do too. I heard a preacher get on the television, on the YouTube Wednesday night and said, yeah, we all sin and we're going to continue to sin until Jesus come back. I thought, I said, Lord, what is this? Why would that man say that? And because he don't know.
Amen.
For he that is dead is free from sin. That's spiritually and physically.
Yeah.
But we're talking spiritual. Remember when we were servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. Now we are servant to righteousness. That free us from sin.
Amen, amen.
And Romans 6:22 says the same thing. Read that. You're going to see. It says the exact same thing almost. But you're free from sin. So why are you going to allow people to tie you to sin? Because that's where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times people, they put you where they're at.
Yeah.
Can I say this again? Can I say this again?
Oh, yeah.
A thief thinks everybody steal. A liar thinks everybody lie.
Mm-hmm.
A whoremonger thinks everybody whoremonger.
Yes, yes.
Y'all may not believe it, but I'm telling you. That's how people judge people. They judge them on their own character because they ain't no good. They liars. They think everybody. Well, when you get a righteous mind, you can see everybody being right. But that's because you're spiritual. And no man can judge you. And then you judge all things. You know why? Because you're spiritual. You can do that.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Romans 6:22.
Yes, and the King James it reads as follows. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, but now that you found you don't have to listen to sin, tell you what to do, and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling you, what a surprise. Amen.
Yeah. So what you going to listen to? You going to either listen to God or you going to listen to these people. And I'm telling you right now, we are to be servant of righteousness. See, as many as received him, to them he gave his sons to become the sons of God. Yeah, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Excuse me. See, when you begin to receive the spiritual thing and operate in that spiritual, and then Romans 7:3, he gives another illustration because he wants you to know that you're really free. See, we'll get this mindset, you're free from sin, you don't have to practice it. The only people practicing sin because they don't realize they're free from it. But once you start realizing you're free for something, oh, man, you start rejoicing. Hallelujah. You start rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody been in jail and you get out on bond? Man. Boy, that place was a mess up in there. Urine all over the wall. The place was just filthy. Man, I'm so happy I'm free from that. See, I mean, I ain't been in prison or whatever, but I hear folks talk.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
They got 3 days. They got 3 days to get out of there. They be talking about, man, I got 2 days on the wake up. They don't even count the third day. They go like, I got 2 days on the wake up. No, you got 3 days. No, I got 2 days on the wake up. See, when you get free from something, you learn to appreciate it. Most folks are not free from sin. That's why they can't appreciate it. They want to stay in that. They would love to say they're free, but they're not, and they know it. But it's okay.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Romans 3. Yes. Romans 7:3.
In King James, it reads as follows. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, for instance, a wife is legally tied to her husband while he lives, but if he dies, she's free. If she lives with another man while her husband is living, she's absolutely an adulteress. Amen. But if he dies, she is quite free to marry another man in good conscience, with no one's disapproval. Amen.
See, that's what I say. Now, that's why I keep telling you all, when you do a comparison here, you're going to see the spiritual side. What God is telling us here is simply this, brothers and sisters. If you're married, and that's why he went there. If you're married, then and you try to marry somebody else, then you're an adulteress. But if you've been separated or they die and you're no longer with that person, you're free. So it is in the spirit world, brothers and sisters. Sin in the spirit. You're free from sin because the divorce had taken place. That the marriage had died. It's been annulled. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. You're no longer part of that.
Amen. Amen.
So he says, see, her husband be dead, she is free. Remember, you died from sin. You died.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you're free.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Her husband be dead, she is free from that law.
Hallelujah.
So, that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another. See, because you died, you legally... Can I say this? Legally, you're not committed. Legally, you're not committed to that person. Legally, you've been separated.
Yeah.
You died from it. Why would you leave? And the reason this is so important, brother and sister, though she be married to another man, and that's the part jumping out. See, we married to the Holy Ghost now. Can anybody see that spiritual? That's what
Amen.
I mean. Can you see it spiritually?
Yes.
They've given us this illustration to explain that we're free from the law of sin and death. You're free from the law of sin and death. And then it goes on to show you're married because they really want to drive home the point.
Mm-hmm.
But now being free from sin, and you became a servant of God. Now, remember, we're free from that now. So now I'm married to another.
Yeah.
I hope y'all don't mind. I want to use Pastor and Evangelist Sharon. I was married to Evangelist Sharon. Now we get a divorce. I'm free from you. Now I can marry Pastor. You're still alive, but I'm legal. I'm legal now.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Even though you're living, I can marry Pastor now. I can. Legally. Do that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's okay for you to divorce Senior. It's okay for you to have a past.
And
people think you can't separate that because they're ignorant to Scripture. They're ignorant to the truth. The Bible says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us.
Amen.
So how much free shall he give us? All things.
Mm-hmm.
He did that for that reason.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about, that's what I say, it's really important that you understand comparison here. brother and sister, you got to compare spiritual things with spiritual. And the only way you're going to understand this, if you're in the flesh, is to make that transition and come over to the spirit so you can understand. But if it please you, I will make sure you get it out of the flesh too, something you can familiar with.
We're made
free. We're made right by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, anybody else have anything else to say?
Amen, amen. Great comparison. Amen.
So you want to see the spiritual side of things. And I don't know if Evangelist Sharon was on yesterday, but I said for Wednesday, when our pastor, we had the state here, just telling all my business, we had the state and we got our ALC. So we got our ALC license. And people, I'm telling you, that was a big deal, and I praise God for it because he allowed that to happen on my watch. And I thank him for that. He allowed that to happen. And I had thought that you were on Evangelist Sharon after the fact, but I wasn't here to let you in. And Pastor had asked if you or Evangelist Renee was on, and I don't know. Y'all was on, but y'all couldn't get in because I wasn't there to open that door. So, but we appreciate y'all being on. You, Evangelist Renee, and I thank you for yesterday, Evangelist Renee. And I thank everybody for their understanding. Someone online asked me about what I was saying, so I'm just trying to explain it all over again. That's what that was about. It was about the fact that I had, that I couldn't get back to let the people in. It's like, I'm the doorkeeper. I have to open the door. That way we don't get a whole lot of crazies up in here. If you just leave it open, you'll get a whole lot of crazies. And you don't have anybody to help you mute it. So that's why when we come on the air, we're actually locked. So, and then I have to unlock it pretty much. Just so you can understand what I'm saying. I have to unlock the door because I'm the one got that key, so to speak. So it ain't like you can just come right in. So now with freeconference.com, you can do that. As soon as you dial in, then you still have to, if it's being recorded, you still have to press 1 to get in and or to be, agree to be recorded. Same difference. But anyway, I thank each and every one of you all. I'm looking forward to Sunday for a great review. If anybody else have anything to say, you may do so now. If not, do you have any other thing, Pastor, you wanted to bring for?
No, Pastor, that was it. I was just loving the word, and how it makes it plain with the different translations.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the word at noon. Meanwhile, stay blessed.